Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. ADHD, A Hunter in a Farmer's World by Tom Hartman is a non-fiction book that reinterprets attention deficit hyperactivity disorder through an evolutionary lens, rather than treating ADHD as a simple defect or failure of self-control. Hartman presents it as a mismatch between inherited hunter-gatherer traits and the demands of modern agricultural and industrial life. The book is part theory, part practical guide, and part advocacy piece, aimed at reducing stigma while offering concrete ways for people with ADHD and those who support them to work with their strengths. Its central purpose is to replace a deficit-based view with a more context-based understanding of attention, energy, impulsivity, and creativity. The revised edition continues to frame ADHD as a difference that can be both challenging and valuable, especially when environments are structured in ways that recognize variation in how people focus, organize, and respond to stimulation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the hunter versus farmer model is the book's core explanation of ADHD. Hartman's best-known idea is that ADHD traits make more sense when understood as adaptations from a hunter-gatherer past rather than symptoms of a broken modern mind. In this model, qualities often labeled problematic in classrooms and offices, such as restlessness, impulsive responding, rapid scanning of the environment, and difficulty staying with routine tasks, could have been useful for hunting. A hunter needed to react quickly, notice small changes, and shift attention when circumstances changed. By contrast, farming societies reward steady repetition, delayed gratification, and conformity to schedules. The book argues that many difficulties associated with ADHD come from this cultural mismatch. This is an important reframing because it changes the question from how do we fix a faulty person to how do we understand the context in which certain traits become difficult. The book does not claim every detail is settled science, but it uses the hunter-farmer contrast as a coherent explanatory lens for the lived experience of many people diagnosed with ADHD. Secondly, reframing ADHD as difference rather than defect. A major theme of the book is its challenge to deficit language. Hartman repeatedly argues that people with ADHD are not inherently ill, lazy, or defective, but possess a distinctive cognitive style that can be misunderstood in systems designed for uniform behavior. This matters because diagnosis often leads to shame, lowered expectations, and a narrow focus on what is hard instead of what is possible. The book tries to reverse that pattern by treating ADHD as a variation with both liabilities and strengths. That reframing does not deny real impairment. Instead, it asks readers to separate social failure from personal worth. In practical terms, this means a child who struggles to sit still may not be unmotivated, and an adult who thrives in crisis but not in routine may not be irresponsible. The argument is powerful because it moves ADHD out of a purely medical or moral category and into a broader human one where environment, expectation, and fit become central to interpretation. Thirdly, why modern schools and workplaces can intensify ADHD struggles, the book places strong emphasis on environment, arguing that many common institutions are built around farmer-like values. Schools reward quiet sitting, linear instruction, and long periods of sustained attention. Offices often prize predictable routines, administrative patience, and long meetings with little movement or novelty. For people with strong ADHD traits, these settings can create repeated friction, even when intelligence and motivation are high. Hartman's point is not that structure is bad, but that one style of structure tends to dominate, leaving less room for people who learn or work differently. This helps explain why some individuals with ADHD perform poorly in conventional settings, but excel in more dynamic, entrepreneurial, or hands-on roles. The book uses this analysis to show that behavior is not meaningful in isolation. It depends on the demands being placed on the person. That is one of the book's more useful contributions because it encourages readers to evaluate systems rather than assuming the individual is the only problem. Fourthly, strengths associated with hunter traits, especially creativity and rapid adaptation, Hartman also builds a strengths-based case for ADHD, arguing that the same traits that cause problems in rigid settings can be valuable in changing ones. Hyperfocus, for example, can support intense problem-solving when a task is engaging. High energy can be useful in fast-paced work. Sensitivity to novelty can promote creativity, and a tendency to make unexpected connections can help with innovation. The book suggests that many successful inventors, entrepreneurs, and public figures have displayed traits consistent with this pattern, though it uses these examples more as illustrations than as formal proof. This part of the book is important because it avoids the trap of presenting ADHD only as hardship. Instead, it argues for a more balanced view in which strengths and weaknesses are linked. The practical implication is that support should not aim to erase the hunter profile, but to place it where it can function well. That includes jobs, routines, and relationships that reduce unnecessary friction while making room for initiative and originality. Lastly, non-drug strategies and environmental adjustments for daily functioning. The book is not only theoretical, it also offers practical ideas for living with ADHD in everyday settings. Hartman discusses non-drug methods and adaptations that can help children and adults manage attention, energy, and organization without treating the person as fundamentally broken. The exact strategies are less important than the overall principle. Success often depends on building a better fit between the person and the environment. This includes reducing avoidable distractions, using more active or varied forms of learning and work, and helping parents, teachers, and managers respond in ways that support rather than punish difference. The book's guidance is valuable because it connects theory to action. If ADHD is partly a mismatch, then support should focus on redesigning surroundings, expectations, and habits. That approach makes the book useful to readers who want more than a philosophical argument. It gives them a framework for translating insight into daily adjustments, especially in school, work, and family life. In conclusion, this book will be most useful to readers who want a strengths-based explanation of ADHD rather than a purely medical or moral one. Adults with ADHD may find it validating because it offers a language for understanding why some settings feel exhausting while others feel energizing. Parents, educators, and managers can also benefit because the book encourages them to interpret behavior through the lens of fit, not just compliance. Its practical value lies in helping readers identify which environments amplify difficulty and which allow natural strengths to show up more clearly. What makes it stand out from many ADHD books is its central evolutionary metaphor. Instead of focusing mainly on symptoms, treatment, or productivity systems, Hartman tries to explain why these traits may exist and how they can be understood in context. That makes the book distinctive in the ADHD category, even where readers may treat the hunter-farmer theory as an interpretive model rather than settled science. For those interested in neurodiversity, educational adaptation, or the social meaning of diagnosis, it remains a notable and influential work. If you would like to support Tom Hartman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.